Please be seated.
Good morning, church. How's everybody doing today? That's good. For those of you who don't know, my name is Royal Bittacofer, and I'm part of the youth and family here at Alma School Church of Christ. And today, I will be talking about growing the church and what God has to say about it. First, church, I want us to get up and to meet someone you haven't met into this building, and I want you to ask that person what they believe, where they go to church, and lastly, why they believe it. You can go now. Just can you start right now? Can you start right now? Can you start singing that right now? Did y'all enjoy your moment of welcome? Oh. Did y'all enjoy your moment of welcome? Glad you did. Open with me to Mark 1:17. Jesus says here, "Come follow me, and I will send you out to fish for people." We are fishers of men. Does a fisher go out to bring no fish back to his family? If we aren't spreading the good news like Jesus did, we aren't pleasing him. Jesus is saying here to follow him, that we may follow Christ, to add people to the faith. We as a church need to be more open to the world. If God wanted us to sit in the pews every Sunday, only thinking about what we will eat next hour and not who we will bring next week, do you think Jesus would be pleased? Church, we are in a dazed comfort, and we need to wake up. I believe as a church organization that we think everything is good and fair and dandy-doodle, and we just need to go to church till day's end. And I'm here to tell you, you're wrong morally and biblically. Because in Jesus says in Mark 16:15, "Go into all the world, preach the gospel to all creation." Jesus is saying here to go tell the world what we have to say. Do we not know that keys to eternal life lie with what God has bestowed us within the Bible? Church, we need to go to our friends, family, and community, because if we don't, we aren't any better than the world. If we don't do anything with this knowledge bestowed upon us by the all-knowing Creator, and don't do any... Church, if our organization as all the churches of Christ here die, as it won't be because of the world's stubbornness, it will be because of our stubbornness. Church, if Jesus said no more, send down the angels, rain down the fire from heaven, destroy the cross which was made by the wood through my hand, used by man to destroy me. In John 3:17, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. We wouldn't be here if he rained down fire from heaven. We are here for a reason. We are here because we have a choice. No one is forced to go to hell or heaven. If we don't do what God tells us, we are choosing to go to hell. Jesus tells us to go be fishers of men so that we might be saved through God our Savior and through him save others. Jesus was out ridiculed, mocked for being something the world didn't like. Jesus says here in Luke 6:35, but love your enemies, do good for them, lend to them without expecting anything back, then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, because he is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Jesus tells us right here, love your enemies, do good for them, do good to those outside the church prosecuting us. For our God Jesus endured it thousands of years ago and still brought people to the church through his good works. We do this to be called children of the Most High, and do this through good works like Jesus did, in bringing them to Christ and through giving back. Now, church, I don't mean to say these things to just put us down or make us cower behind church doors. I say these things because there is a hope of salvation and glory. And if we do everything that Jesus says, we can be saved through him. And we can save our families, communities, and friends too. In Acts 10:42, it is written, he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge over the living and dead. Now, church, I know we all have friends, and I know each and every one of them believe in something, whether it's agnostic, atheist, Catholic, Baptist, or our very own brotherhood. I believe that we need to have a discussion on belief, and simply not doing so is killing our church more than outside sources. Not saying, hey, what do you believe? Or, oh, that's interesting. I haven't thought about it that way. Can you please explain that? If we can't simply do that, we aren't living for God as Jesus did. I know some of you also may be asking, but my friends, they don't want to have a Bible discussion. They aren't ready for a Bible discussion. Then initiate and ask, what do they believe? Where do they believe? What is it? Start from a common ground, because eventually, if they're not with us and going to heaven, they're going to hell. If there's one thing I do want you to get out of this sermon, it's to go spread God's word. Make disciples, grow the church, whatever that may be. Church, I challenge you to bring at least one person next week. If there's 100 people here, at least 100, can't count, then church, there should be at least 200 people next week. And church, if you need encouragement or help talking with your friends with these topics, don't hesitate. Please come while we sing.